Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million. Okay, as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good buddy, Jack Aldrich. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, almost 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Jack is a futurist and the author of a number of books, including Foresight 2020. I think that's the new one. And then Jump the Curve is still one of my favorites. He's the guy who taught us about nanotechnology. Very prolific author on a number of topics. But the good news is, folks, we're here with Jack's 2013 predictions. Jack Aldrich, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
Good to have you back, as always. So let's get right into these. I love the first one because I actually saw this on television recently.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, the first prediction is what I call a hack victim. I mean, we're getting so sophisticated with medical technology, but hackers are out there, and the ability for a hacker to essentially begin, for evil purposes, to begin tweaking people's or playing with people's hearts is a real possibility, and it's not going to be long before we see something
Somebody hacking into a pacemaker's setup or whatever. Do you watch Homeland?
I do not.
Well, you should watch it because it's a great series. It just recently went off. The most recent season just went off, and it'll be back, I guess, next year. But in the next to the last program of this season, the vice president, who was the enemy of the vice president in the show, got his serial number off of his pacemaker device, and they hacked in and they put him down.
Yeah, you know, well, I think what's going to be interesting about this is not only that possibility, but once it happens, the stock of every medical device company is going to take a hit.
Yeah.
And so situations like this do, in fact, have repercussions well beyond just the victim of that individual.
Well, the thing about it, though, the good news is there are plenty of smart people out there who have the ability to put an extra layer or two of security on top of those devices. As long as somebody does, I mean, this guy had a good security system. He just this other guy literally broke in and got his number and he allowed it to be hacked. I mean, it was a crime. It wasn't just a long distance thing. He actually, you know, broke and entered, so to speak. But I think those are kinds of things that can be solved with another piece of technology. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. I also think that they're called white hat hackers. There are people who are very smart, but who are going to protect us from the few individuals.
They're the people who are finding where our weak links are.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah. I mean, every day we are, you know, companies, government websites are being approached by Chinese, Iranian, Russian hackers, and thank God we have, you know, not only qualified individuals within government, but even outside in the private sector helping us battle that.
Right.
I'm optimistic on that front, but I still think we're going to see, you know, situations like this.
Right. But speaking of which, let's move down to number three and tag that in here, giving the passwords the finger.
There's... If you are like me, I have so many different websites and other, you know, I have numerous passwords, and this is a real hassle remembering all of them. But there's now new technology, or we're going to see it in 2013, that begins allowing us to use essentially our fingers as passwords. Instead, we'll just be able to swipe our smartphone, and it will know by our biometric signature that it is, in fact, us who are trying to access.
That's
all
not
going to
help me with my Vizio monitor, but it will with the touch screen devices.
Right, and so I mean I'm excited that we're going to in 2013 we're already beginning to see it. How we begin to interact with our machines
right.
is going to begin changing significantly, and it's going to begin recognizing our gestures.
Biometrically.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, those are a couple of things to be paying attention to, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about homeschooled or home-college billionaires. How about that? This homeschool thing is really something that's very interesting. And cars that drive you to the grocery store. How about that? 20 till the hour. Right back with Jack Oldrich. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.